What's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast about video games.
I'm Zubat.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so come with us as we chat about this week's video games.
You sure you want to stick with that one? Or you want to...
And it's dangerous to go alone, so come with us as we chat about this week's video games.
It's dangerous to go alone.
Cool, and I'm going to cut out that middle bit and just splice those two together so it sounds like you got really sad after I said my name.
You're not going to. I know you're not.
It requires a lot more work, and I probably won't do it. But hey, you Juice, what's up, Barely Gamers? How you doing, Juice?
I'm good. I just finished quite a long day.
Yeah.
I did my very first CrossFit class in 8 months this morning.
Participated in?
Participated in, yeah, because participated because I was on just bodybuilding plans for the past seven and a half, eight months
yeah,
since my injuries. And now that I finished that and it's Christmas time, I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to do CrossFit until I feel like jumping back into bodybuilding. So I did my first class today and then I came home and I did chores and I had to film a brand deal. So I got in a full fucking high whore drag, filmed a brand deal today. Mm-hmm. I think I fucked it up, so I'm probably going to have to film it again, which is a bummer, but that's just fucking how my day's working. So I'm going to send it in. Hopefully they like it. And I learned how to put on short wigs today.
Oh, is that not something you have experience with?
No, I'm better at longer wigs because there's less technique involved because it's just the hairline you have to worry about.
Right.
With the shorter wig, you have to worry about 360. Like, you've got to worry about the front hairline, the sideburns, behind the ears, and behind the head.
Right.
So I learned how to do that today, and I put on a... Did you see the picture?
I did, of the boy wig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, right?
Yeah. I was like, wow, is this Juice in high school? Oh, wait. Read the caption.
Mwah.
I know.
Crushed it.
What I'm saying is you look like you haven't aged, but...
Thank you.
That's neat. That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was an interesting day. Lots of things happened.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow I have another, it's like the holidays and I feel like everything is slowly coming down on me because it's just like, it's like Christmas is coming and then like, it's going to be like 2 weeks of basically nothing.
Sure.
So then you're like, I have to finish all of these things before that time.
Right.
So it just feels like I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Gross. The holidays are a gross, disgusting time.
I mean, I don't, that's not what I was saying.
I'm pretty sure that's what you said.
I don't think that's what I said at all.
You say that.
I said pretty disgusting time.
And I hate them. I'm pretty sure.
I hate them.
Pretty sure you said.
Yeah. Santa, the worst.
Santa's kind of a dick.
Why?
You know how many times I asked for really cool stuff and I never got them?
What'd you ask for?
Cool stuff. Actually, I can tell a story. Do you ever read Calvin and Hobbes?
I know of, yes.
So Calvin and Hobbes is a comic where Calvin's like a young mischievous kid and Hobbes is his stuffed tiger that he sees as like a real tiger. And it's really playful and silly. And you will likely, you Barely Gamers, will likely be familiar with Calvin because he's like a bumper sticker of him pissing on stuff all the time.
Yes.
Because he's so rebellious. But
bad boy.
The creator never signed off on anything to that effect, and it's just been used repeatedly time and time and time again, and he hasn't gotten a single piece of it anyhow.
Oh.
He had this whole bit where every time he would ask, write a letter to Santa asking for Christmas gifts, he would ask for like an arsenal. He'd ask for like bazookas and just like really... So me as a kid, I would read that and I was like, that's so silly. Ha 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 ha. And then I wrote a similar Christmas letter to Santa and my parents, obviously, read it. And I was already like an anger-prone, aggressive child. And I think it set off like alarm bells for them because they didn't have the context of the comic. They just thought I was asking for firearms at like 12 years old.
Wait,
so I think they were really, really concerned.
You were like an aggressive, fiery kid?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Really?
I was very aggressive until like the beginning of high school. I'd say between middle school and high school, I mellowed out a little bit.
Oh.
But yeah, I was in elementary school. So like kindergarten to fifth grade, I was in the office most days. The office staff, my mom was on a first name basis with everyone in the office because of how often she got called in.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's unexpected.
Yeah. But that being said, I don't think I ever got suspended. I just got in trouble a lot. I was just a nuisance. I told this to therapists in my adulthood and they went, did your parents ever bring you into therapy as a kid? I went, no, I fucking wish they did though. Could have got ahead of a lot of this stuff. You know what I mean?
See, no, because my parents did. My therapist would just fall asleep.
Your therapist fell asleep?
Yeah, I was having stress headaches. So I was getting so stressed out at school that I was getting these like pains that would radiate from my temple all the way down my head, down my neck. And they would happen. My pussy, it would hurt so bad. Like I thought I was having like brain aneurysms or something because I was also catastrophizing because I was full of anxiety. And I remember I would tell him about like my anxieties and the things that scare me and the things that I worry about and all this stuff. And no joke, I could see him dozing off and like his head like hitting the back of the chair and stuff. And I remember I told my parents, I was like, I don't want to go anymore because Dr. McDermott, get fucked. He would fucking fall.
Go.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I was just, he falls asleep the whole time. Like he showed me some good things to calm me down, but he did that one time. And then every other time I went, he would be like passed out asleep. And I was like, how much are you paying for this shit? And I'm Mr. Man's fucking taking a nap while I'm talking about my bullshit.
Yeah. You know what though? I think this is indicative of something that you and I have talked about, are very aware of. It's been something that we've, I think, discussed many, many times. You're a terribly boring storyteller.
You had a bad day, didn't you? You little bitch. You little bitch.
I had a fine day. I just saw an opportunity to be annoying and I decided to take it.
I was just like, oh my
God. I was building up to it. I just actually talked to... it was actually my cousin's friends. Mm. They stayed here on the weekend. So I had four 24-year-old women in my apartment because Taylor Swift was in town. So they came into town and they were all fired up on Taylor Swift and they were so giddy and excited. Anyhow, one of them was about to go back to get their master's in therapy or clinical counseling or whatever. And they kind of pointed out something that I didn't really think about much, but they were like, yeah, you can just kind of phone it in through school and then go be a terrible therapist. And I've been really lucky that I've had good ones. But yeah, it didn't really occur to me. That's a really important job that you should probably not be awful at.
Also, can we back up? You had four
24-year-old
women just in your, like...
Yeah.
Where'd they sleep?
So the couch that you slept on, the pullout couch, that they had two that slept there. They planned this, Juice, last Christmas. Last December, I was at my uncle's place and my cousin was there and was like, hey, next December, do you think like me and three of my friends could stay with you? And I went, you mean 1 year from now? I don't know what I'm doing 2 weeks from now, but sure. Yes, absolutely. So I was like, I don't even know if I'll be in the same apartment. Spoiler alert, I moved. But it was fine. And they planned ahead like a month or two ago. They ordered on Amazon a inflatable mattress and another comforter, and they shipped it to my place, and I just put it down and cleared out some space, moved a little bit of furniture, and then for, two nights, a little over 48 hours.
Only one of them was related to you.
Correct, yeah. And we watched Twilight, because they're like, well, we got to watch Twilight, because we've been watching the series on this trip, and I went, okay, it's fine. But I hope you guys are okay with me ripping this movie apart. And I did.
Which one of them hit on you?
None. Zero.
Literally
zero, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't get a hit on anymore. I'll say that. That being said, I interact with people far less. But like in my 20s, you know what I mean? On tour, I was like, because one of like four straight men most of the time. So
Oh, yeah. I'm not Slim Pickens.
Slim Pickens, you know what I mean? That's Slim the Pickens. Only reason they were after me. But you know, I'll take
it. Go to a gay bar, babe.
Yeah. Well, that's also another thing is I did used to get hit on by gay men as well. But, you know, I spend a lot more time indoors. So
once a week, babe.
At least. They don't know about the text messages you sent me. Like when I asked you if we should take a pickleball and you said.
Pickle our balls?
Yeah. And then you went on.
You're stupid for even.
I'm stupid. Excuse me. I'm stupid. I asked you if you want to take a pickleball. You said that. I was like, predictable. Sure. And then you went on to explain why. Why you didn't want to play pickleball?
I don't want to be trapped in a small room with a rock solid pickleball ball, and it is just around the room. Sounds like my temple is going to get crushed. Have you ever seen
pickleball? I think you're referencing squash.
Oh, pickleball. I don't want to play squash.
Good thing no one invited you to play squash.
What's pickleball?
Pickleball is like smaller, lazier tennis. It's
is
like
it
the
still in
the no, room? It's in a tennis court. It's in like a half tennis court in like a massive open space. And the fastest one, and the ball's made of, it's like a wiffle ball that you would play with. Like it's a plastic with holes in it everywhere.
Were you waiting until now to correct me?
No, I didn't know that you didn't mention squash. I was just like, what are you talking about?
I wrote, I don't want to be in a small room.
I was confused because, you know, you're so self-assured. You're so confident. You don't make mistakes. So then who am I to try and think that you're making a mistake all of a sudden?
Who know?
Anyhow, I still think we should take a pickleball.
I'll play pickleball.
Okay. I'll send you videos of what pickleball is and then we can decide.
Excellent. Thank you. Not a fucking clue. Before I ask you how you are, I have a story about my work.
Great.
I need to get this off my chest.
Okay. Am I going to have to edit some of this?
No, I won't say names.
Okay, good.
Three individual experiences. You can't use any of these as clips. Three individual experiences. I might not tag myself.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie are the three individuals in the story.
So Huey walks up to me. Go ahead. Huey is a lot older. Huey's maybe in her 70s.
Whoa.
And Huey walks up to me, and me and another person were talking about tattoos. And Huey walks up to me, unprompted, out of nowhere, goes, "Well, I just think all your tattoos are ugly and stupid." Unprompted. No idea where it came from.
They weren't even a part of that conversation. They just butted in to rip you up.
Me and one person.
Yeah.
And then person three was also just in the vicinity and decided, you know what? It's my time to say your tattoos are ugly and stupid. And I went, well, I really love my tattoos.
Wow.
And
that was nice of you.
Yeah, I was like, I really love my tattoo. Yeah, what crazy to love my tattoos. I was like, I really love my tattoos. And I remember who I was when I got each one of them done. And da-da-da. And she went, I think it's just your generation thing. Tattoos are all just ugly and stupid, and yours are ugly and dumb. And I went, well, good thing it's my body, my choice, I guess. And I just walked away.
Wow. When I said that was kind of you, I meant to not tear her a new one.
It was one of those things where I don't think I realized it until later. Yeah. I think it took me a while to process because I was like, that was insane. Because no one would say that.
When you're like, oh, I didn't know, but I am pissed off and I have been pissed off for a while. And you didn't click in the moment. Yeah, that reminds me of when my mother speaking to her grandmother. So my great-grandmother goes, hey, which also, by the way, for some reason in my family, we refer to her as old grandma. Our great grandmother, like that was a family thing. Old. Everybody, like our great grandmother. So myself, my sisters, my cousins, that's old grandma. Anyhow, old grandma.
It's like Nick, old Nick and dead Nick.
Yeah.
You know,
sure. Fuck. I don't know where that came from. That's another one that in like my mid 20s, I was like, wait, we did what? That's really fucking weird. Anyhow, old grandma said to my mother, oh, you got your hair cut. And she goes, yeah. And old grandma goes, I don't like it. And then my mother, I remember this vividly. I was like seven, but my mother went, oh, I don't like your face either. So, and then because old grandma couldn't hear good, so she didn't hear it. She just slid it under the radar. Anyhow, that's what you could have done. Your tattoos are ugly and stupid. Your face is ugly and stupid. But
I almost gentle parented her and almost went like, well, my friend, if we talk about other people's bodies, but they can't change those things. Maybe that is not nice. Maybe we don't say that. But I was like, I'm not going to gentle parent this old person. So anyways, that's Huey.
Okay.
So Louie, is it Huey, Louie, and...
Well, Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
So Dewey. So yeah, Dewey then. Dewey. So Dewey decides to fucking come in, ruin my fucking day. So we have a little elf on the shelf.
Yeah.
In the place that I'm talking about. And the little elf... Have you seen an elf on the shelf before?
Yes.
So the elf on the shelf has got short hair and a little dress on. So I said, I said, what gender is our elf? Like, is it a boy or is it a girl? And one of the people I work with said, maybe they're non-binary. And I went, oh, like a little she, they, my little non-binary queen. Like, just like a joke. And fucking Louie.
Dewey, fucking Dewey goes.
So I just look and I was just like, anyways, and I just go about my day. And then a moment later goes, oh, and don't get me started on that non-binary thing. And I look at them and I go, don't worry. I promise I will never. I don't want to know. And I will never ask because I don't want to know. Thank you so much.
Thanks Insane. For coming in.
Thanks for coming in. And that wasn't me going to be prompting you to go on a weird transphobic tirade.
Nah.
So I was just like, okay.
Dewey fucking up your shit. I had a stream on the weekend and someone came in from a community that I've been collaborating with a lot. And they told me in one of the first streams they were in, they were like, yeah, I got chat banned over there. And I was like, oh, red flag. And then they told me during the stream on the weekend, they were like, yeah, oh, I had some dental work done, so I'm really high on painkillers. So like, heads up in advance. And I was like, if you have to give me a heads up, there's probably indications of bad things to come. And then within 5 fucking minutes, he's like, hey, what's your opinion on the woke agenda? And I went, oh my God. I was like, hey, I'm going to stop you right fucking there. We're not going to have this conversation because there is no woke agenda. It's just people explaining how they would like to be treated. And I think that's really valuable and fucking important. And I just want to caution you to get the fuck off this topic, or that's it for you here.
Where was this?
This was on my stream. Yeah.
Yeah. What were you saying? Like you did a D&D one, right?
No. This was a Call of Duty one. Sorry. Call of Duty.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. I know. But like they've been in the stream and they've been kind of like a
little bit. This was a chatter.
Yeah.
I thought this was a...
No. Mm. We controlled, we locked down who we were talking to. So Call this was a chatter. Duty. And I immediately messaged my mods and I was like, hey, right at the line, you guys make the call here. I'm distracted. If you guys boot them, fucking fine by me.
How far did he make it?
He shut up eventually. Well, what happened was he continued to put in messages that weren't bad in that sense, but they were just very like, just a lot of weird stuff.
Agenda is wild.
Yeah, it was nuts. Well, so that was the thing, is I was like, I don't think there's a woke, and his response was something like, yeah, I don't really mind it either. I just don't like when they try to push their views on us. And I was like, that's not what's happening here.
He looked at you and said, my brother in Christ, my white man in Christ, you will agree with me.
So that was something. Anyhow, I get you, is what I'm saying. Weird that every story you have, I have connected.
You know what? Actually, this one
goes
into my last one. Huey, Louie, Dewey.
Now we're at Dewey.
Fucking Dewey.
Oh, no, wait. Sorry. Now we're at Louie. Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
Huey, Dewey, Louie. So fucking Louie.
Yeah.
Fucking Louie. So I actually like Louie. Louie, I fucks with. But Louie said some weird fucking shit this day. So I ordered some Uber Eats and I'm starving, right?
To work.
I got some Uber Eats coming to work. So my Uber Eats driver cancels my order, steals my fucking chicken bowl, this asshole. I'm pissed. And I have a coworker who is a person of color, right? Sweet person. They're from Trinidad and Guyana. Person of color. This story has color. You need to know this. This is an important fact of this story. We have to paint a picture.
Thing to preface with, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt on it. We're
painting a picture. So essentially they come in and my fucking Uber Eats order cancels my order. I'm starving. He steals my chicken bowl. I'm pissed. So I say, my fucking Uber Eats guy canceled my order. I'm pissed. I wanted my food. And Louis says, well, maybe it was discrimination. And I go, yeah, against the white guy. Like, probably not. Like, right. Ha ha ha. Brush it off, whatever. And Louis goes, yeah, just have such and such order it, and points at my person of color colleague, meaning maybe the assumed person of color driver wouldn't cancel on the assumed person of color ordering. And we both were just like shocked at the blatant racism, tongue-in-cheek joke. And then Louis looks at us and it's just like, oh, was that bad? And I was like, keep it pumping, get in the class, keep it pumping.
Fucking roll by this.
We're just gonna roll by it. So that was my day. 1, 2, 3. I got body shaming, transphobia, and racism all in a fucking day. 1, 2, 3 after the other.
Also, let's back up to Louis here, the last one, being like, oh yeah, they would totally target us, the white people, like playing victim in this fucking story that they're not even involved in. Like,
but when they said it, I thought they were like, ha, kidding. But then I was like, oh, I don't think you're kidding.
No.
I don't think you're joking. Because like, if someone were to be like, ha ha, maybe we're being discriminated against because we're white, I'll be like, ha ha, right? Because that's absurd.
That's absurd.
And that's the funny joke, yeah. Is because it's absurd.
Yeah.
And it would not happen.
Yeah. You would hope, well, like, you could safely assume, yeah.
Crazy. It was a wild fucking day, dude.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad you're here hanging now.
No worries, yeah. Yeah. I still got glitter on my eyes.
I noticed. Actually, it was on my list. I just crossed it out. Sparkle, you got sparkles on your face.
I got sparkles. And yeah. Now that I have finished my trauma dumping.
Yeah.
How are you, Jackson?
I'm doing pretty good, you know, coming hot off that weekend with the Swifties hanging out. Ooh, watching Twilight.
How was the city during the Taylor Swift concert?
It was chaos, dude. I went out at one point just to get a coffee from, there's an Indigo. I like to do a little wander. It's a happy place for me.
Great.
And walking down that street, multiple things happened. So the city of Vancouver has like Destination Vancouver planning. And they have on the street that I'm near a bunch of like flower displays. So like grand ones, like giant flower wings. And you can go and stand and take a picture in front of them. And it like runs down the strip. It's really kind of nice. It's sweet. But there was that. And they prepared for the Taylor Swift shows that were here by basically erecting a bunch of references to different, I guess, Taylor Swift music videos. So like sets and signs and big things around the city so that everyone who was in town for Taylor Swift would go around and take pictures in front of them. And like, it's neat, but it resulted in Swifties being on the streets en masse. There are so fucking many of them. So I just went like a block and a half to get my coffee and I was zigzagging around like the most crowded sidewalks I've ever been on, and everybody looked the same. I was like, oh my God, I can tell.
Just white blonde girls.
That's it. That's it. It was like, it was a lot. So it was incredibly crowded. I took the back alleys on the way home just to be like, I'm not dealing with this shit again. And I'm like, I'm not leaving again this weekend. Let's lock it down. So the city was crazy, but apparently the show was good. Let me tell you about my cousin and her friends though, because care about Taylor Swift more than I've cared about anything in my life. And I told them, I said, I wish I loved anything the amount that you guys seem to love Taylor Swift. So they came in the night before their show. They stayed with me. They were on Twitch the night before watching someone live stream Taylor Swift's show from the concert.
Yes, I've seen this.
Because they want to know what songs they're playing. They want to know what songs they're playing because they probably won't play them the next night at our show.
The surprise songs.
And, yeah. Ooh, it's really important. And, ooh, I really hope she plays these ones for us. But then they have, like, this real, like, perceived relationship where they're like, oh, yeah, well, so, like, she wouldn't do that for us. It's like, are you guys good? Like, this is a lot. I'm really kind of nervous.
But the parasocial relationship is crazy.
It was strong. And I even call them out. They're like, oh, that song's on my list. And then they'd even go into like paranoia of like, that song's on my list. The song. You know what I mean? I'm not going to say which one, but you know which one I'm talking about. I was like, well, I don't. What do you guys get? And she's like, oh, she doesn't want to say the song because she thinks she'll jinx it. If she says the song name, then Taylor won't play it. And I was like,
oh,
Jesus Christ.
Mine are Long Live, You're On Your Own Kid, and Teardrops on My Guitar.
I don't know any of those songs.
They're quite good.
I listen, I have no hate for Taylor Swift. I think she is very talented. She is not only a musician, but a very good performer, and her business camp around her, real good. They're at the top of the fucking game.
I would say she is a wonderful songwriter and very good at creating not just an album, but like she's almost like the Taylor Swift cinematic universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when I wouldn't say she's the best performer.
She's a good performer.
Good. Yeah. 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 She thrives in mediocrity.
Hey, Jews.
Hmm.
Are you a better performer than Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I could never do what Taylor Swift does, but Taylor Swift could never do what I do. But she's a billionaire and I'm not. You're going to fucking make this a clip. I fucking know it. You're going to fucking make this a clip. I can fucking feel it. I can sniff it. My nipples can feel it. You're going to make this a clip, you little fucking asshole.
And in your paranoia world, am I going to tag Taylor Swift in it? And a whole bunch of Taylor Swift fan accounts?
Jackson, was that I'm part so of the plan? Fucking serious. Jackson, I'm so fucking serious. If you make this a clip and I get fucking roasted for 2.5 fucking weeks from Swifties, I will choke you to death.
Swifties are kind, gentle souls.
No, they're not. They're the meanest people in the world.
They're trading bracelets.
Training bracelets, and they're telling you to kill yourself on Twitter. Like, they're crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Well, buckle up. The next couple of weeks are going to be
rough. You literally, you said it, and then the words came out of my mouth, and I went, fuck. I should have been like, nope. I shouldn't have given you the bait. I took it. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Fuck me.
Anyhow, I went to a hockey game last night. That was fun.
Wow, Butch.
Yeah, well, we talked about Taylor Swift a lot, and I said some kind things about Taylor Swift, so I wanted to reassert my hetero alpha-style boy.
I did a workout with two of my friends at the gym the other day, mm-hmm. and they're these two big straight guys, and it was getting really hard.
Wait. You have other straight friends, and you didn't tell me?
I have many other straight friends, but you're the best one.
Okay, thanks.
No, there it is. we're working out, and halfway through, I looked at them both, and I'm like drenched in sweat, and I went, "When's the part where we all shower together?" And he went, "Joe, that's hockey, and you can't skate, and please don't learn."
Yeah, I'll teach you.
You want to teach me how to skate?
Oh my god, yeah.
I think we've been through this.
Yeah. Probably every year around this time.
Yeah, around this time we talk about it. Yeah, you can try. We have no time together to do it, but we could try.
Well, we're already going to do a CrossFit, so it's a little for you, a little for me. We should probably go do figure skating.
Figure skating?
Okay, ice skating, whatever you want. You want to be Butch and hockey skates?
Well, figure skating skates are harder.
Kind of, depends. Yeah, hockey game was fun. Thanks for asking. How are you doing?
How was the hockey game? We already did me. We already did me. How was the hockey game?
But here's the thing is we did you, but I didn't ask how you were doing. pretended like I did.
I trauma dumped. Yeah.
Actually, I think I maybe did. Whatever. It's not important. Yeah. We've been through this. Right. Hockey game was cool, except there was I don't even want to get into words with this individual, but there was someone like four rows in front of me. We were at the very back. We were last row.
Watching.
Yeah. We went to the hockey game.
Oh, I thought you were playing hockey.
No. We went to the hockey game.
Oh, yeah, which one? Yeah.
The Vancouver Canucks hockey game.
Against?
St. Louis.
The Panthers.
St. Louis Panthers. Got it in one. Good job.
Did I?
No. Florida Panthers. Do you want to try and guess St. Louis again?
St. Louis Pelicans.
Exactly. Big time.
Really?
No, there's no Pelicans in hockey. Oh. There's a New Orleans Pelicans in basketball.
How do you know this? St. Louis, Wildcats.
Exactly. No, isn't that High School Musical?
We're the Wildcats. Who is it? Just tell me.
The Blues.
The St. Louis Blues?
Yes.
That's fucking stupid.
I don't disagree with you, but here we are.
That's fucking dumb.
There was someone four rows in front of us. We were at the very back of the whole... We were in the third deck, way in the back. There was someone four rows in front of us who, in their heart, in their souls, believed that they were motivating the team. So they were cheering, "Let's go Canucks," or "Go Canucks, go." Mm-hmm. 90% of the experience that we were there for. And in the third period, well, let's back up. In the first period, at some point, someone else in our general area went, "Shut up." And that Shut person up. Then went, "We're at a Canucks game, bro. We're not at the symphony." And continued to just yell, "Go Canucks, go," for one from the fucking back. Nobody can hear you. So then in the third third period, he started it again. And then at one point turned to everybody and went, "Hey, we have to rally the boys. Let's go."
Not the
And boys. I yelled, "They can't hear us." And it didn't stop him at all. He just kept screaming it the entire fucking time. And it was the most aggravating experience of my entire life.
Honestly, like, I almost respect it.
It was this thing. It was a very, like, people watching, it was good. Because I was like, okay, when that's a chant that everyone's encouraged to do, mm-hmm. you're not yelling it. You're only doing it when you're the only fucking one. So clearly, you are trying to piss off everybody here. And you're trying to make it about yourself. Anyhow, the Canucks lost, and I don't care because neither of those teams were my team. So, whatever.
So you might have to cut this out. Sorry, a lot of editing on this one. I'm just gonna throw this out there.
So much free time.
I don't see my audio moving, so I'm a little worried that my audio is not gonna upload. You see it moving?
I see it moving.
Anyways, let's continue. So,
Juice, it's about that time of year. It's the holiday season. It's gift given central. You're picking out gifts right now for your loved ones, for your coworkers, for your secret Santas. You're out there. You got some gamers or some barely gamers in your life. And I'm sitting here thinking maybe we could lend you a hand as experienced gamer and Juice. We could help you find the perfect gaming adjacent gift for the gamer in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
Wait, before we do that.
Uh-huh.
What are you asking for Christmas?
Bazooka.
T-shirt gun. Doof, doof, doof,
I tried doof. To get one in my last job because we did one or two live events and I was like, I want a T-shirt cannon. They were like, this live event, the capacity is 120 people. I was like, yeah, I need
you'll
a
kill
t-shirt
someone.
Cannon.
I need a T-shirt cannon.
They Doosh. Said no.
Yeah. Ah, I want a T-shirt cannon.
Yeah. Yeah.
If we next live podcast, T-shirt cannon.
Perfect. Sounds great
Perfect.
To me.
Great.
I don't typically ask a lot for Christmas.
But if you were to ask for anything gaming related, what would you ask for?
Anything gaming related? I'd probably pick a couple games off my Steam wish list and be like, hey, I've been wanting to play these for a while. I got some time carved out in the holidays. Let's play them. Actually, I want to change my answer. Can I change my answer?
Please.
I would like a Steam Deck because I will be flying home. And I will be away from all of my video games for a week and a half. Mm-hmm. Do you know what a Steam Deck is?
Yes.
I know okay, go Steam ahead. Deck is Explain it to me real quick.
Steam Deck is essentially a Switch Lite, but it uses all of your games from Steam.
Okay, yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, get fucking wrecked. I know what a Steam Deck is.
Maybe I was just prompting you because I knew you knew.
So no,
barely gamer.
No. I saw those fucking eyes.
I was giving you the benefit of the doubt here.
No,
working together.
No, you were doing these eyes.
That's just how I look.
You were doing that. Juice doesn't know these.
Juice doesn't know some stuff. That's not my fault. What gaming thing would you ask for Christmas?
For me, what would I ask for Christmas? I would ask for an additional controller for my PlayStation 5.
What colors?
Purple.
Okay. I don't know if they make those yet, but okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
But if not, just standard white. Cool. So me and Mr. Box can play It Takes Two.
You're going to really impress him. He's going to be like, wow, you're so good at this, babe. And you're going to be like, yeah, because I already played through it once. But you won't tell him. You'll just be like, yeah, I know I'm good.
No, he knows. And he said it looks fun.
That's fun. I like that Mr. Box has kind of turned a corner.
Do you know what's funny? I caught Mr. Box the other day doing something.
What was he?
So he learned how to. So we use the PS5 now instead of our TV because it's faster.
Okay.
So I caught him the other day going through the PlayStation store looking at Jurassic Park games.
You know what he should play? Lego Jurassic Park.
Okay, that's what I said. Yeah. So I walked up and I went, hi, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm just looking. And I was like, do you want to buy yourself a Jurassic Park game? He's like, no, we can't afford it. So didn't buy one. But I saw that they have a brand new first person Jurassic Park game coming out. Just got announced.
Oh, it's horror based. You don't want to play that. Or let me say it this way. Mr. Box doesn't want to play that one.
No, it's a first person. It looked really cool. But then I was like, oh, first person, I'm out.
Have you seen... Alien Isolation?
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's like that, but with dinosaurs.
With scary dinosaurs, yeah. Yeah. No, I saw that.
Also, don't tell Mr. Box, but I'm going to buy him Lego Jurassic Park for Christmas.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, I won't tell him.
Okay, thanks.
He'll love that.
So, what do you got a controller, Mr. Box gets a game, I get a $350 Steam Deck, so even. But
I know I was gonna say I asked for the most even. Gentle little thing, and you're just like, I want the most expensive. I want
$400 worth of hardware, please. but you know what? There's a whole variety of budgets to consider. There's a lot of thoughts to go in here. So I doubled down. I put in a ton of work today. I did some research. I went to the online and I went through and I tried to pick some of the best ones to help out all our Barely Gamers. And Juice, you did your homework as well.
You wrote down 5 things before we started recording. Do not lie to them.
And how many things did you fucking write down?
None. I said I was going to improv it.
All right. So go ahead. The floor is yours. What should somebody get the gamer in their lives?
Fuck.
Yeah.
You should get the gamer in your life.
Okay. Oh, this is going to be good. You have your thinking cap on right now and it's fucking fantastic. Go ahead.
Okay. First thing you should get.
Number one.
Okay, it is a gift, two-parter.
1A and 1B, got it.
1A and 1B. This is for the gamer in your life who has a gaming room.
Oh.
They got a gaming room. You got it. It's,
in
it's
this economy.
Not, in this economy, they got a gaming room. It might be their bedroom, but they got their gaming room. That is, this is the room they game in, okay? For the little feets, for the little feeties, you're going to get their favorite game made into a little rug. Super easy to get on Etsy, or you can find them in most boutiques in downtown. You can, or downtown, whatever city you're in, most of them have it. And it's essentially you show them in the downtown of wherever the fuck you are. I'm sure you'll be able to find a carpet maker. It's very trendy right now. You show them the game that they like, and they'll be able to either make a character or they could make a game console, and it could be a cute little thing for their room. Fuck you.
That's 1A, or where's 1B?
1B, you could get fuzzy socks.
Right. I'll say this now. I really wanted to jump on you with how fucking dumb your ideas were.
And then it was good.
That one's awesome.
That is fucking
such
wrecked.
A good idea.
That's such a good That's idea.
Such a good idea. I found you're right. Rug tufting, I think, is what it's called. There's you know how you can do your own ceramics class? They have rug tufting classes and shit now too. Mm. It's really blown up.
Oh my
and
God,
also
and
you watch the videos.
And if you tuft it yourself,
no, you'll fuck that up. Don't do it.
But if you are someone who is more, if you're someone who is crafty and you tuft it yourself and make it for the person in your life, then it's even better. Cause you're I made you this. Oh, it's even better.
I agree. I have seen ones of on my wall, I have the Pokemon color cartridges, right? Blue, yellow, and red. And I've seen those as rugs that people have tufted. And I've been that's fucking sick. Wasn't on my list. Didn't even think about it. I don't know how you did it. You know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You miss most of them. You hit that one. I'm really proud of you. That was really impressive.
Thank you. Yeah. Go.
On my end, I want to call out I feel bad because yours is so good. It's really hard. It's a hard act to follow.
Yeah, get fucked.
I just put a cool mouse or controller, which, it's what you asked for. But let me tell you, we're in the era of back in the 90s, if you were to get a custom controller or an off-brand controller, if you wanted to get a GameCube controller, bad example of time era, but you don't notice. But you didn't want to get the Nintendo one. You wanted one that was a different color or had a different feature. It was usually shit. It usually cost the same amount and it was garbage. But we're in an era now where people are making really cool custom things, or there's other companies making peripherals for games. So you could get a cheaper Switch controller. You could get a cheaper Xbox controller. And it's still really fucking cool. There's a lot of even on-brand controllers that you can get fully customized and shipped to yourself or to your for your gift, which is super cool. I think that's really personal. It shows that you care. It shows that you know them a little bit more than just, hey, you like games? I know your favorite color too, bitch. So I think in terms of gaming gear and peripherals, that's a fun thing that I would enjoy receiving personally.
Yeah. I love that.
Thanks. I'm glad you liked that one.
No, it was a really good one.
Did I speak long enough for you to think of your second one and know that you have to follow your own A-plus response? Go ahead.
Okay. You got a gamer in your life. They're always hanging out with their friends. You got a boyfriend, and your boyfriend always plays Call of Duty with their pals, and they got this rickety, crickety fucking headset. It's not good. It's kind of gross. It looks weird. They've had it since they were 16. You're buying them a brand new, gorgeous fucking headset. Matches all their gaming stuff. You could even maybe personalize it with their gamer tag. You do not personalize it with their name. You figure out what their gamer tag is.
Dive deep.
Personalize it. You got to dive deep. You got to personalize it with the gamer tag on it. Their gamer tag's probably going to be like, you know, something weird, because most...
Titty fucker 123.
Yeah, it's going to be something strange. You're going to be shocked. But you also, still got...
you should know they probably came up with it when they were 12 years old.
And they'll never change it.
Give them a little wiggle room. Give them a little wiggle room.
They'll never change it. If it's titty fucker 123, that's cool. As long as it's not racist, you're solid. You know?
None of the phobics.
None of the phobics. I mean, it's going to be gross, probably.
Yeah.
But get that embroidered on. Or even like a sticker if they ever want to take it off, but take pop that baby
Sharpie
on it.
Sharpie to it, you know?
No, don't fucking Sharpie it. Don't fucking Sharpie it.
We're better than that, apparently.
We're better than that. You know, go the extra fucking mile, put that on it, and then that'll be nice and special for him.
That's pretty good. I'll be honest, that was on my list, but I crossed it out because I realized that I was just looking around the room and you happen to have headphones on.
Oh, I see. I was because you really need new headphones, but yours have sentimental value, but you really need new headphones.
My earpiece fell off.
You really need new headphones.
I have to manually put it back together every time I put it on my head. But yeah, that's a good one. I will say that. I thought that you were going to go the comedy route of being like, yeah, you got your Call of Duty macho boyfriend and he needs a new headset because he's talking to his boys. So here's what you do. You get him this super pink cute one that I'm wearing.
That would have been funny. Yeah. I mean, if you've got a girlfriend and or a boyfriend who likes cutesy things, these are great. The Razer headphones, I really, really enjoy. And these little ears can come off and I can wear kitty ears, bear ears, or bunny ears. Mm-hmm. It's adorable. The best.
Just be aware that you will put a target on your back if you post pictures or videos of yourself wearing them on the internet, because that's just how the fucking internet goes. The number of times, Juice, you disconnected yourself from the reel that went off. But the number of people who are like, yeah, just look at those headphones, obviously. And I was like,
they're
the
so cute.
What are you talking about?
Losers. Who doesn't love cute headphones? I will say, if you are a person in my life and you want to get me the best gift ever, you will get me the Gengar Razer fucking headphones. Those purple motherfuckers I want so bad.
Yeah, those are Japanese exclusive. So enjoy flying to Japan and back.
You go.
Okay, the next one on my list, because trying to understand and appreciate that there's different levels of budget, there's different levels of barely gamer, you know what I mean? There's different levels of commitment here. So in my head, a lot of barely gamers probably jamming out to games on their phone. You know what I mean? It's highly accessible. It doesn't require you to really buy other stuff. Unless you want to go above and beyond for the barely gamer in your life, get a backbone. Juice, ask me what a backbone is.
A spine?
So a backbone is a peripheral that you can buy that is essentially two halves of a controller on a sliding bar. So you pull it open, you slot your phone in it, and it plugs in to your phone via USB-C or Lightning, whatever. And then it's an actual controller, and you have the equivalent of a Switch, so to speak, right? With the two controller pieces on either side of your screen. And now... those games that you're playing, you can play with a little bit of extra control.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Backbone. Yeah, Backbone's cool. It's kind of been on my list. It's like $150 price point, which I think makes it, I don't know, one of the cheaper things that we've talked about so far. So really cool. I think it's a sweet little product.
Yeah. There's also like small gifts you can do, like paying for their like PlayStation Plus or their Xbox subscription for a year.
I wrote down stuff gift like that. Cards, which like gift cards, I stand opposed to. But if you're going the extra mile and you're like, hey, I know that you like games and I know that you're a PlayStation gamer, so I got you a card for the PlayStation store. To me, that still shows a level of intimacy and understanding and knowledge about your person.
Yeah. If somebody got me that, I'd be like, oh, that's so cute. But if somebody were to get me a specific game that they knew that I have wanted, or like what you did, like you sent me Astrobot because you were like, I know you're going to like this game. And I hadn't even heard of it.
Yeah.
So it's just like something like that, I think is just like so nice. If you go that extra step to be like, hey, I know you'll like this because I know the things that you enjoy. Here's this.
Yep.
You know, don't send them Life of Pi.
The book?
Oh, sorry. What's the game? What's the P one? Pi one? The one you think I would hate?
World of War. There's a lot of games I think you'll hate. World
no,
of
it's like Pi. It's like Pi, P, Pi.
Pi, P, Pi. What?
It's like kind of, I thought I was really going to like it and you said I would hate it and it's because it's Souls. It's like a Souls game.
Lies of P.
Lies of P.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Lies of P, Pi, P, P, Pi, Pi, Pi,
Pi, Pi, Pi, Pi, Pi, Pi, Pi. Lies of P.
Yep.
That one.
Yeah, tough game.
Anyways. You got any more?
Oh, I think you just hijacked mine and claimed it as your own, but that's fine.
I said yes. Gift cards. I said gift cards.
I said gift cards. You said subscription fees, which, to be fair, you did say your own. Okay, but I'll back it up. I also wrote down, and this is a controversial one, books. There's a lot of like
go gaming. Read, nerd.
Well, that's what it is. That's why it's controversial. For me, I fucking love reading. But there's multiple approaches to this, right? You could get a coffee table book that just has artwork from a game that they like. It's beautiful to look at. Dig a little gummy. You just fucking sit there on the couch. You absorb into the couch and you read and look through all the pictures of this art that you love. So there's kind of the artwork book side of things. But there's also a lot of like stories and novelizations and graphic novels around a lot of games. Yeah. So if you have a gamer in your life that really likes a specific game, chances are high that you can find something that tells additional stories set in that world or around those characters. And like a book, 20, maybe 40 bucks if you're going hardcover, that's a solid gift. And I think to me, it shows I know what you love, I know what you like, and I wanted to give you a little bit more. I think that's a good gift.
I think it's a great gift.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I love that.
You got any other ones that you want to make up on the spot?
Oh, have you got a Zelda gamer in your life?
I do. I have a Zelda gamer in my life.
Yeah, you got a Zelda gamer in your life?
Yeah, I do. Or
you really want to impress them?
Yeah.
You buy them tickets to when they do Zelda Symphony.
Yeah. You know what? Mm. I have tickets to Final Fantasy Symphony in February.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you better believe I do.
Fuck. I want that. Mm-hmm.
Come here in February.
I know. I texted Jackson the other day and I said, what would be the most ideal week for me to visit? He said, all. Move here.
I said, yes.
Yes. The answer is all.
Mm-hmm. So
I love that.
Feeling pretty good. I feel like that's a solid list. I think we kind of hit the high ends. If you're going like full console / you know, hardware, all the way down into like your $20 range. So I think there's a lot of options there for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, you like you could buy like a full console for someone. You really want to fucking impress them? Buy like a PS5 or like a Switch OLED, you know? But
yeah, no Xbox. That's crazy. So fuck Xbox, apparently.
Yeah, fuck Xbox. Yeah, no, fuck that shit.
But. I think there's a lot there. Remember that giving gifts isn't a necessity. Don't let consumerism put that pressure on you. If you show the barely gamer in your life that you care about them all the time, hey, I'm sure you're doing it enough. But if you want to go and get them a little gift, hopefully this informs that decision a little bit.
Speaking of that, at the gym this morning, the question of the day was, what gets you going every morning? And I scream from the other side, hand capitalism.
Drop. Oh.
Wow.
Well,
I mean,
yeah. Also, you know what I just thought would be a great gift for barely gamers in your life?
Hand jobs.
No, that's not what I was.
I mean, not no, but
I just personally think that they're a waste of time and energy. But what I was,
oh, you haven't gotten a good one.
Do you mind if we just like move past this topic? And
Yeah. Sorry.
You know what else would be a really good gift? You know what else would be a really good gift for the barely gamer in your life? A Patreon subscription to the Dangerous to Go Alone podcast. That's right. Barely Gamers, if you wanted to show a little extra love and support to the pod that keeps on giving, you could head on over to patreon.com/itdangerpod, where you can find a myriad of bonus content, including full video episodes, access to audio episodes a day early, and the occasional bonus video that we put out last week, which was us live reacting to our Spotify Wrapped on the podcast for the year, which was very funny and very enjoyable. You can go and check that out. You can also get yourself monthly cameo style videos from Juice and myself, which is great. Now, however, if you have no loons or toons to spare, that's A-okay by us. You can head on over to Instagram.com/itdangerpod, where you can check out the clips that we make each and every week. Maybe share them with a friend. Give them a little bit of love. We posted a Lord of the Rings one, and everyone seems to fucking hate it. Nobody's watching it, so go and check it out. I really appreciate it.
With that being said, we are going to see you next week with a little bit more It's Dangerous to Go Alone. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Oh, shit. You know what else? Oh, it doesn't matter.
What?
We're going to do the live reaction to the Game Awards, but this episode comes out after, so it doesn't matter.
It'll come out after. Oh, also, I got my earring changed. Look.
That does not look... It looks very red. Anyhow, bye, Beer the Gamers.